Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Leighton Branding. Once again, I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher, and today I'm going to be talking about something that may sound a little odd to you, but the goal of today's episode is going to be reducing clicks. And that might sound counterintuitive for some people, because clicks means more people are reading your stuff. But as I'm going to lay out very briefly, that's not necessarily the case. And if you reduce clicks, you increase other things. So that's the point of today's podcast, is trying to reduce clicks and what happens when you aim to do that. All right. Once again, welcome back to the podcast. So let's quickly define what a click is. A click is simply when a user, a reader, decides to literally just push the button on their mouse and click onto your content. Now, the problem with this model, to be direct and open and as early in the episode as possible, is that it doesn't mean they read your content. It doesn't necessarily mean there's actually a person behind that click. It's a user, so it's really more of an IP address than anything else. And so the main problem with clicks is it doesn't mean engagement. It doesn't mean someone's reading your stuff. It doesn't mean people are listening to it. It's kind of like the equivalent of when Serial says they downloaded 68 million episodes. That means 68 million discrete units. That doesn't necessarily mean 68 million listeners. Since there were 12 episodes, there are probably somewhere, 68 divided by 12. That's how many listeners there were. And even more so, it doesn't even mean that all of those people listened to all of the episode. Now, I'm not trying to take a shot at Serial because they're, a very good podcast, high quality, high level production. What I am trying to get at is this idea that a metric is somehow a level of necessary engagement. So a click or an episode download, those things don't necessarily mean engagement. There are other measures that are better, and here is one of them. Right? The amount of time per view. So for instance, if you have a view and then the page view has an amount of time. So if you have a page view that is only getting 10 seconds per view per click versus a page view that is getting 3 minutes per click, the lengthier one is the more valuable one, has the higher amount of content. And so what I always tell my students here is that you have to decide whether you want a great amount of numbers, which might not necessarily represent a large audience, or are you going to focus on the more engagement version of metrics? Page view plus time, all sorts of different kinds of metrics that can sort of, be along these lines. And the reason why it's so important is because it's the move from focusing on a large audience to a significant following, and the significant following is always better than a large audience unless you happen to be NBC, ABC, or CBS, one of these large broadcasting networks. And so now I'm going to go through and I'm going to talk about what could be some of the more valuable metrics that you could focus on. So a lot of time people focus on the click or the page views, right? These are like raw numbers. So let's say that you have 100 page views. Right. That doesn't mean that 100 people read it, nor does it mean that you had 100 people. It means you had maybe 100 IP addresses for a certain amount of time. The better metrics to pay attention to instead of clicks are as follows. The pages per session, Google Analytics has this, a lower bounce rate. So the higher the bounce rate, the higher percentage bounce rate means that more people are going to just bounce away from your website or leave your website immediately. So if you have a 50% bounce rate, that means 100 people are clicking on one link and then moving immediately away. The lower the bounce rate, the better. The higher the bounce rate, worse. The other thing, the other metric that you could focus on is session duration, also page view duration, and the number of users. Although the number of users is important to remember that. User does not necessarily mean people. User means a discrete IP address. So for one thing, there can sometimes be more than one person per IP address. For instance, if you have like a group of people around a page or around a device. So that's not always the case. The more likely case is that, let's say that one person keeps logging into a website from their tablet, their phone, and from their laptop or computer. So what they're going to look like to the analytics are three different users, when in fact are only one person who's just logging in to a website from three different IP addresses. So users isn't always an effective measure, but it does help to sort of gauge where people, the number of IP addresses that are hitting your website. And so the important thing is not to engage in clickbait, because clickbait doesn't mean anything anymore. And for those people who used to make their money off of clickbait, that economic model has collapsed. But again, to remind people, latent branding is not about making money. It's about creating good content. And so in order to measure good content, you have to focus on the better metrics. So if I had to sort of have a takeaway for this episode, it's to avoid clicks and page views as a model of effectiveness and turn to average session duration, page view length, and of course, reducing the bounce rate. Those are some of the very important metrics. And there are other metrics that can help you produce good content if you're careful about paying attention to them. And I'm going to tell this story about my mom, one of my mom's good friends, who is Polish, and she started a Polish cooking blog. And what ended up happening was that she didn't really pay attention to a whole lot of her metrics. Every once in a while, she looked at them, saw that she had a consistent audience and all that stuff. But what ended up happening was at one point, she looked at the geography of where her clicks were coming from. And there was this little town in Russia that had discovered her blog and really liked it. They all spoke Russian, though. And so she decided to learn a little bit of Russian and to throw in a few Russian phrases and put the ingredient list in her food blog in Russian as well. And what was really funny is that all of a sudden, that little village shared, and she's now sort of semi-famous around that whole area. So not just in that little village, but, you know, this, all the different surrounding villages, there's like 10 or 20 of them. And so I always use this anecdote to sort of demonstrate the way that metrics can help you produce good content if you pay attention to them in careful and sort of clever ways as well. So that's my takeaway message. If you get away from a model of click, a model of rote attention, and you move into more complicated forms of attention, like the better versions of metrics that Google Analytics can give you, then you will end up producing good content on the internet, and not only good content on the internet, but it will help you to think about the difference between being effective and just simply being popular. Once again, if you'd like to contact me, my email is at johnrgallagher@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @mirsophistry. My Twitter handle is @mirsophistry. Once again, this has been Latent Branding, and thanks for listening.